Mountain Way with that real down-the-line early 70s R&B feel. Although Joe Walsh was making some good records and beginning to achieve some degree of self-satisfaction, making a success of his own band was more difficult than he'd ever expected. In order to keep things together, the band had to tour incessantly, and in December 1973, after a year in which they'd racked up 330 performances, the band split up, exhausted. Walsh began to play around with a few ideas for a possible new album, but wasn't sure whether the wear and tear of it all was really worth it. It was at that stage that, through Bill Simcic and manager Irving Azoff, he met up with the Eagles.
It was kind of being in the right place at the right time, but what ended up was that the Eagles asked Irving to represent them, and we formed kind of a little family. I got to know the guys in the Eagles. They helped me with So What a little bit. And I went to some late night jams with them when they were working on the Border, and just helped be a guitar player while they were trying to write some of that.
The next Walsh solo project, with which the Eagles helped him, was called So What. It was also notable for its use of synthesizers, and this is where Pete Townshend enters the scene once again.
I had one or two rare guitars that I had come across, and I sent one over to Pete Townshend. It was a guitar that I really loved, but I didn't really use it. It just kind of sat in my closet. And I didn't want to take it on the road. I was glad I had it, but I didn't play it that much. And I thought, well, I really owe Pete. I felt in the debt column to Pete for the input and the energy that he had given me. So I just sent it over to him. And he liked it a lot. I think he played it on Who's Next. And all of a sudden, I got a package at my house, and it was a synthesizer, and it was kind of a thank you from Pete. So I set it up and plugged it in and stayed in the room for about 3 weeks straight.
As if to acknowledge his classical childhood, Walsh included an all-synthesizer version of Ravel's Pavane of the Sleeping Beauty on the So What album. But here's one of the more guitar-oriented tracks, Time Out. We'll be right back. 1975 proved to be a busier year for him than Walsh could ever have anticipated.